Who's the bigger pervert? Is it sleepy, demented Joe Biden, who's not even aware of what room he's in at any given time? Or would it be Vladimir Putin? Who cares more about his people? Would it be sleepy Joe, demented, owned by China Biden? Or would it be Vladimir Putin? Who has increased the strength of the nation's military? Is it Vladimir Putin? Or is it play for pay Joe Biden, the Hunter Biden laptop as evidence? Who? We're going to answer those questions for you right here on the Common Sense Show. We're brought to you by a great device, Stop the Watts. And this device plugs into your wall and it smooths out fluctuating negative electricity, which saves on the life of your electrical appliances. But as important, you save a tremendous amount of money. These fluctuations from dirty electricity cause your utility bills to spike out of control. And right now, we've got about 30% of the country that can't afford to make these payments. So this device has come along at the right time. Now, they hate this device in the utility companies because it's taken money out of their pockets, but they can't do anything about it. But you can. And you're thinking, well, how do we know this is really going to work? There's no worries. If it doesn't work, you have 60 days to get your money back. 60 days. You also get 65% off. You're saying, is this easy? How can it be this easy? Sometimes the globalists keep things in plain sight, like ripping you off with the utility companies. And sometimes the solution is simple. This is one of those times. Take advantage. Go to don'twastepower.com. Don'twastepower.com. Well, we asked a lot of provocative questions about Biden and Putin. Okay, LGBTQ. Personally, not spiritually, but personally, I don't give a crap what those people do. It's between them and God. Don't ask me to endorse it. I like the left. You not only have to tolerate their perversions, you have to embrace it, promote it, fly their flags. I don't think so. I don't think so. Vladimir Putin has outlawed LGBTQ propaganda in Russia. He recognizes it for what it is. And I'm saying this, he's not someone that's a fan of Putin. I mean, it's like Nikita Khrushchev in his talks with John Kennedy, and they couldn't come to some agreements. And Khrushchev took off his shoe and slammed it on the table several times and said, "We will bury you." It's someday what Putin's going to do to us. Why? Because Biden's going to let him. So don't think that I'm in love with Vladimir Putin when I'm saying this. I'm pointing out the obvious. Because where Putin has outlawed LGBTQ propaganda in Russia, no such thing has happened here. Just the opposite. Just the opposite. We have laws being passed across the country that if a child is somehow convinced by a perverted teacher in a more perverse school system that they're really not the gender they're born, the parent can lose custody of the child, even be fined and jailed in some municipalities if they try to interfere in the process and exercise parental power and discretion. Well, Putin has warned LGBTQ to stay away from children. Here, it's just the opposite. It's amazing, isn't it? Biden has promoted the LGBTQ agenda, supports it, funds it, hires them, and praises them for grooming children to have their genitals removed. How perverse can you get? Biden encourages LGBTQ to have drag queen shows, gay pride parades. When have you ever seen a straight pride parade? It's not necessary because no one gives a shit what you do behind closed doors. Except God. This is unbelievable. Biden promotes child sex trafficking through open borders. Plays right into the hands of grooming, doesn't it? Putin has rebuilt the churches of Russia. Biden has sent FBI undercover agents to monitor Christian churches and says America's biggest terrorists are Christian patriotic men and women who do not vote Democratic. We have a choice, America. I wear something here you may have noticed, and I'll read it to you. We will not bow down. Daniel 3, 17 through 18. Biden, we're not bowing down to your perversion. We're not bowing down to your racism. We're not bowing down to your treason. And we're not bowing down to your satanic programs, the satanic people you appoint to high office, the perverted people you appoint to high office. We are not bowing down. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Please share this far and wide. In this segment, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry if I offended anybody, but what needs to be said is what needs to be said. We'll be back with more. Thank you for joining us. Everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we have John Wayne with us, and we're going to be talking about the fact that we seem to be living in a prototypical science fiction movie. Maybe it's the Twilight Zone. Maybe it's the Outer Limits. Maybe it's The Shining. That's scary, isn't it? Jack Nicholson, I'm here. I'm going, honey, I'm home. Anyway, it's been crazy. We're going to go through all of it. But first, I can tell you about our sponsor. The banking report continues to get worse. More banks are going on the watch list. The Federal Reserve has exactly 0.7% of the funds on hand necessary to back up all accounts. Don't take your chances. You need to extricate a lot of your money out of the bank and invest it right now. And I mean, where do you put it? Precious metals. What do you do with your retirement? Get it out of the bank, put it under your control, like it's an IRA, 401k, Noble Gold can do that for you, and you control it because the Dodd-Frank Law of 2010 says you're an unsecured creditor now, and they can take your money in the bank anytime they want. The best you'd get is a bail-in, 10%, 20% of your money. Exactly. Don't let them do this to you. So Noble Gold can help you make that conversion. Now, I have to give a warning here. The FTC did not make Sam Bankman-Fried do this, but we have to do it. But we're glad to do it. We think we should do it. All investments carry an inherent risk, and past performance cannot be indicative of future expectations. We agree with giving you that warning. I will say this. I have been a customer of Noble Gold for almost, well, almost 6 years now. And I've been an advertiser for 6.5 years. I think I've shown you I put my money where my mouth is. Join me with Noble Gold in protecting your nest egg. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. Or if you see the urgency, the writing on the wall, call them directly at 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. And you can probably hear I'm a little bit under the weather. I don't feel real bad, but I've got a little cold going on, so you're going to hear me be a little nasally. And but look at the bad guys don't take any time off, and neither can we. All right, I asked John to come on, and we started talking about all the things that are happening, and he said it's like we're living in a science fiction novel. I'm leaving out the colorful adjectives, which are really quite humorous. But this is professional broadcasting here, so we got to be careful, unlike Howard Stern. Anyway, John, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
I want to get, I'm going to do a show on this, on a guy who has inside military sources on the cell phone outage. But what do you make of that?
Well, there's several different things. You see how they're trying to spin it, or what they're trying to put it out as is, it's interesting to see how the media will jump on one narrative and run with something from the get-go, from the gates, unless they've been pre-opted or pre-informed, I guess would be a word, to what to put out, Mockingbird, CIA, and you have all these news agencies saying the same thing. But every once in a while somebody will slip up and the truth will get out there. And so they were trying to blame it on a storm from the sun, a 6.3 storm cl class storm from the sun. And there's the thought of they're saying a cyber attack, which, I mean, look, it could very well be. I mean, there's a lot of things taking place in the world right now. We're not very big on a lot of friends, especially in the world stage. Being in the United States and all, and then the proxy war in Ukraine. But the thing is we are being set up for something, and they're doing this in many different ways. See, and only through the predictive programming, for which they've made, abundantly clear on television programs and music and so on and so forth. And then now you see all the propaganda that they're moving forward with, the migration. It's just a migration. Don't be worried about it. It's just a
Yeah.
migration.
Yeah.
No,
John, I want to
folks, we
respond to
the,
what you said about the
go
cell
ahead.
phone outage, though. It's not the sun. We can determine that, and I'll tell you why. There were selected cell phone carriers that were knocked out, but they weren't all knocked out. If this were a general storm, they would have all been knocked out.
Right. To add to that, Dave, I was listening to a broadcast last night, and they were talking about this, and they were saying, okay, yes, we have three phones. Was it mother, mother, father, daughter? They all had three phones, all through to AT&T, and two phones were knocked out, one was left on. So either they're tagging people, or there's something nefarious going on.
It looks like they're
You see,
tagging people by geography and by carrier. That's
right.
what I concluded. Beyond that, I don't know. Like I said, I've got a source who's going to be giving me information later today or first thing in the morning, and it's a military source. So,
Well, look,
yeah.
we'll look at what they did for the January 6th thing, right? And all these political prisoners that they went out and they rounded up. They did that via triangulation on cell phone towers and cell phone data. I mean, so, interestingly enough, the other day, the other morning, I was woken by this absolutely massive, just ungodly noise. And I got up and looked out the window, and there were three Chinooks flew right over the top of the house, about treetop level. I mean, the military, I mean, I'm in a military area. But the thing is, I mean, I haven't seen any military helicopters here since I've been here until now. And seeing that the military is in a massive state of movement and just everything taking place for how it is. I mean, people are totally unaware. And a lot of people are just going to be hit upside the head with complete and total reality when the shoe drops or the curtain falls. And whatever that may be is anybody's guess. But like I said, I want to get back to this invasion. It's not a migration, folks. It's an invasion. And all countries or all nations eventually do fall through invasion. The zenith of an empire is generally anywhere between 350 to 400, 450 years. 450 being your very extreme maximum. We're approaching that point right now. We're being overran. Our
Yeah.
economy is being crashed. Dave, have you heard about how, I guess, Goldman Sachs, right? Or no, not Goldman Sachs. What is it? Wells Fargo, excuse me. Wells Fargo is about ready to completely fall out from underneath itself. This executive came out the other day and was saying, pointing out all the things that he knows and what he'd heard. And it's only a matter of time, if not weeks, months, weeks, maybe even days. And we see what they did yesterday with this, targeting of some sorts through people's carriers. I guess what I'm getting at is we're being set up for something really, really, I mean, really big. You know, and Washington was t had talked about the three perils. The first peril being the Revolutionary War, the second peril being the Civil War, the third peril being what we are in and getting ready to go headlong into right now. But out of all that, Washington said that the country would still remain a nation and we would be able to rebuild. But there's going to be a really big mess that we're going to have to go through. And it's going to be internal conflict mixed with other conflict through other nations. And by, well, I mean, what do you call it? One call it 21st century warfare. See, 21st century warfare, it's not guns and bullets and, you know, razor wire and concertina wire. It's war by demographics and moving a population in to replace the population that's already there.
It's
And that's one
interesting
aspect of it.
because I just did an interview with Celeste Solomon, former FEMA official, and she has, I think, very reliable information that FEMA is doing drills. They're restructuring to do drills on massive relocation of large populations.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, well, I think the smart city thing was the first thing that came to my mind,
Right.
but yeah, that's one thing. You know, I want to go back to what you said, though. Okay, we're being invaded. General Holt, recently retired, came out and he said, "We have tens of thousands of Chinese troops in our country." And I've covered some of this. I didn't have the number that high. But he said, "We have tens of thousands of Chinese troops in the country and they're coming here to kill us." And then Gordon Chang, who's really an expert on the CCP, came out on the same day. And Gordon said that they are training to shoot. Kill, they're on gun ranges rather than looking for jobs like most immigrants would do, looking for food. They're going out and learning how to sharpen their skills on killing people. So I think General Holt is right on the money. I have no idea how many are in. I will tell you, I do know this. The government admits to apprehending last year 23,000 Chinese males crossing into California. My Border Patrol sources. Two of them, their numbers are very similar. They said, Dave, it's over 100,000. It's probably 150,000.
Easily, especially from what I've been seeing. And that's just you know, open source intelligence of people going down there and videotaping in real time, and not only that, you know, videotaping then it being posted and going viral or just on some back page in the internet. This is serious, and there's a lot of people out there that are saying, even to the point where you can tell that these are military personnel, and not only that, I mean, think about it, to get out of China to
Have
be
you
a
seen you have
Chinese.
you seen the pictures?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, you're right. They have these little duffel bags. They all put them down by their right foot when Border Patrol is questioned. They stand at military at ease attention with their hands clasped. Yeah, it's no question what we're seeing. I grew up on military bases. I know what that looks like.
Right. You know, and not only that, but the, you know, the structure. I mean, and then I'm not only talking within structure of like the structure of a military. I'm talking about their stature, maybe, or how they would present or hold themselves, like you just stated. You know, I've heard of how they're eating at a restaurant, maybe four or five of them, but they're at the table and they're sitting straight up, perfect, you know, as if, you know, that's what they're trained to do. And like I was saying, to get out of China, you don't just, you know, hey, bye, Z, bye, country. I'm going to the United States. Bye. That don't happen.
They don't let them
You don't get
out.
out of that.
They don't let
No,
them out. They were,
you don't
they
get
were,
out of that.
yeah,
Right. You
they
don't
were,
get let out of that country unless you're being sent here for a specific reason.
they were transported.
That's right. You know, and down there in the Darien Gap, I guess the Chinese are running some of these facilities down there, getting these people, you know, prepared or giving them supplies and funded, you know, and then you have Soros' son. What the hell is his last name? First name,
Alex.
Alex Soros, right? You know, I mean, there is so much going on. I mean, speaking of Soros, Alex Soros, you know, you've got the thing he put out on the internet there about the 47 and you know, a bullet. You know, what was it, 40? You know, I can't remember exactly what it was. Cards depicting up to the number of 47 and then a bullet, basically, you know. Look, that's a threat. And we see what they've done everything now to Donald Trump. You know, not only slander, I mean, he's been impeached twice. Now they're trying to absolutely rake him over every single coal they can rake him over to drain him of any form of money. I mean, this, we are seeing a civil conflict being set up in this nation, and it's unbelievable that the vast majority of people don't even know it. You know, I want to make two statements, Dave, and I'll let you run with it. I'm sorry, there's so much going on. We haven't been on in a while with each other and on air with each other. So, the Patriot Front group, these guys that march around with the white masks, the khaki jeans, the blue shirt, and the ball cap with the American flag. Okay. Feds, federal agents. Now you have the Nazis, you know, or the skinheads here in the United States, and they've got this ridiculous leader, I guess, if it's what you want to call it. Guess what that is? Those are the feds. The same way as the Patriot March or Patriot Front group. They're fomenting a conflict, an internal conflict. And I can't stress that
So you're
enough.
saying there are fake militias basically run by
Oh,
the feds?
absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, not only to pull on the heartstrings, but I mean, you see some of these people. So let's say the Patriot Front's group is marching down the streets in the middle of, I don't know, let's say a predominantly black neighborhood, right? And the people in that neighborhood are saying, oh my God, that's the new KKK. Look at that. So people need to be able to see this cloud and pivot, this divide and conquer, and how they pit each other, these groups against each other. It's no different than what's going on in Ukraine with the Khazarians there and the Nazis, of which the Russians are literally fighting Nazis. They are flying Nazi flags in the trenches on the Ukrainian side, on Ukrainian vehicles. They've got the marking of the what do you call it? The Balkan cruise. The Balkan cruise was the markings on German tanks during World War II, and I mean the aircraft and Luftwaffe from 39 on forward. It's just unbelievable how they're taking this and inverting everything, right? In the 1940s, well, my God, the Nazis are bad. Look, they killed 600 million Jews. Well, now the Nazis are good and they're fighting the Russians. The Russians are bad. Now Russia is more like the United States, like Yuri Bezmenov was saying was going to be. Now the United States is more like what communist Russia was back in the, I don't know what you say, I don't know. I mean, you can go back quite a ways there. But then you have that, but not only that, but all the world events that are tying up with past historical events that have moved into major world-changing cataclysms from World War I to World War II. It's war, now we're in World War III right now. It's irrefutable. And you can see these different ways the first two wars come together is exactly the third, how the way that the Third World War is coming together, but it's none of them look quite exactly the same, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It does. And I think you're hitting on the fact that we're going to see multiple false flags.
Oh my God,
But
yes.
we're going to see an outright invasion at some point. You know, I think I was talking to a friend of mine who used to be a senior official in one of the special ops groups. I'll just say that. And I've known him for 22 years. And he's never been wrong. Never been wrong. Here's what he said. He said, Dave, you know about the 83rd Airborne and the 101st Airborne on D-Day? And I said, yeah, I do. They dropped it behind the lines to secure bridges or blow up this railroad or block tanks from coming to the beach, that kind of thing. And he said, exactly. He said, these troops, he said, they're going to do terrorism, take down the grid, poison the water supplies. They're going to do those kinds of things. But he said their main purpose is wherever there's a beachhead that China's going to land its troops on, he said they're going to secure areas in the rear just like they did on D-Day.
That's right. And isn't it interesting how San Francisco just swept the streets clean and washed off all the graffiti and removed all the homeless people for Xi Jinping, the Emperor of California, to come to the States there a couple months ago or a month ago or so. Remember that? They literally I mean, they did everything besides lay out a red carpet and golden trim to San Francisco, cleaned it up just for him to,
Yeah.
come through.
And you know what was
Chinese owned
interesting? You know what
California.
was interesting about that? And let me lead this into something that I know about that hasn't really broken full speed in the alternative media. When Xi Jinping came to San Francisco, it is known he ignored Biden basically, and he spent all his time with the leaders of big tech. Let me tell you what I've learned, and now, and I've gotten some confirmation from this from Michael Benz and what he told Tucker Carlson. What I was told at the time was that they were preparing to make free speech illegal. We're seeing it in Germany right now as they're getting ready to pass a bill. You're not allowed to criticize the government, even if you tell the truth. And there's in Ireland, there's a bill, I think it's passed. And it's in response to the farmers' protest. And they said, if you receive material on the internet, you don't have to send it, but if you receive it and open it, you can go to prison for 5 years if it's critical of our climate change policies. Okay, so that's happening in Europe. What I learned about Xi Jinping is that the Department of Homeland Security has gone back to the 2020 election and they have said that any criticism of mail-in ballots, which is how the election was stolen, I guess now I'm going to go to jail for saying that, but any criticism now interferes with the election. That's domestic terrorism. And because the computer machines were used in tabulation of these illegal votes, that makes it cyber terrorism. And DHS is now molding policies to arrest people for criticism of election fraud.
Well, I mean, I've got the three envelopes that my wife was sent, and she was registered a Democrat. I've got
Yeah,
two. Was it one
I
of the
don't.
envelopes is unopened? The two I've got, I mean, I opened up to make sure they're the exact same thing. Yeah, they're mail-in voter slips. She got three of them. So, how many people across the entire nation got three or four Democratic voter slips? I mean, people, look, this is tyranny. This is dictatorial rule, and there are laws on the books for this kind of crime. And a lot of it's high treason, believe it or not.
I have a relative that received seven Democratic ballots sent by the
My God.
DNC, sent by the DNC, and that was in 2020. That's when I jumped into this. You know, this is how blatant it is, and I've said this a lot on my show before, but in the midterm of 2022, in Republican districts in Maricopa County, in which you had 51% of the registered voters being Republican, upon opening, 60% of the machines failed, but it did not happen in Democratic districts. And people just say, hey, I mean, the public went nuts. They had public comments that were videotaped at the Board of Supervisors meeting in Maricopa County, who helped perpetrate this fraud. And they just, oh, well, your 3 minutes is up. Next, please. And the law says that you have to validate every voting machine within 24 hours before the election. Clearly, that did not happen. And then, when the public wouldn't let it go, John, they came out and said, well, it's because they used a paper that jammed the machines up. So, wait a minute. This is even worse. Republican districts would use a different paper for voting than Democratic districts in the same county. Doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make any sense at all. They're lying. They stole the election.
I mean, it's hands down. I mean, a blind person, and there's nothing against blind people, a blind person that could not read Braille could see this. It's that blatant.
I hear
Like
you.
you said, they're trying to crack down on people with this. I mean, was it, I want to say it was also Italy or France, but it was about the vaccinations. And if you talk out about the vaccinations, well, then, we can come get you.
France.
It was Italy or
Four, it was
France.
France, 45,000 euro fine and 3 years in prison. Yeah.
See, the whole reason they're going to this extent is because they know they've been caught.
Yeah,
They've been caught.
I want to throw something else at you. We're talking really kind of directly and indirectly about Trojan horses to mean us harm. There's a big one, and his name is Governor Abbott. And I can't say this often enough. 4 years ago, I had Sam Arnold on my show. He's my Latin American expert. He had documents that showed that there was extreme intergovernmental cooperation between the state of Texas and four northern Mexico states. It led right up to the point where it would have said that we're going to join forces and form a country in case of civil disruption in the United States, like a civil war. That's Abbott. Now, three of those four governors are gone. So I don't know if that agreement's there. By the way, the Bush family was involved in this. Now, let's go forward with this. All of a sudden now, after years of large indifference to the federal government's invasion of Texas and other border states with their open border policy, and the only thing he had done was he gathered up illegals and sent them to various places. He was doing Biden a favor by dispersing these people through the country. That
That's
wasn't an
right.
act of patriotism.
No,
He
and
has
he is, he
never given a
was, and
crap. Just finish this one point.
yeah, go ahead.
He's never given a crap about patriotism. Now, all of a sudden, he's putting Texas armed officials on the border in violation of what the Supreme Court said, which was a wrong ruling, in violation of Biden's open policies and erecting razor wire. And he's basically saying, bring it on. I believe this could be a flashpoint for civil conflict and could start a civil war in this country. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. You know, one of the main things I've seen, and to lay this back on Abbott a little bit here, guess what? He either was or is still currently a World Economic Forum member. So that should tell everybody right there exactly everything you need to know about the man. My big concern, Dave, is when I started to see them literally, you know, closing everything off and sealing up the border.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? A sealed border. Well, guess what? Yeah, I mean, things can't come in unless they're let in. I mean, but guess what? You're not going to be able to get out. When this country goes into full-on absolute meltdown mode, and it's going to, God forbid it, but I mean, look, I mean, this is what I see through the tea leaves, right? This is what, you know, these are the cards that are on the table. And this is what I see being fomented.
I predict this is going to happen along the lines of what you're indicating. When the Chinese unleash hell on this country, it'll be the UN supporting it too. When that
Right,
happens,
absolutely.
okay, what can keep people out of the country will keep people in the country for the purposes
That's
of
right.
American genocide. And listen, I'm not going off on the rails here when I say American genocide, because the defense minister, Weifang, in 2017 said exactly that. In a leaked speech in which I received a transcript, John Moore, the late Paul Martin, we all got these transcripts. And then as I investigated, I found out the three previous defense ministers dating back to 2004 had all said the same thing. We need America's resources and we're not going to share. We will not cohabitate North America. We will exterminate all of them. Those are now that goes back two defense ministers now, Weifang. But the four defense ministers in a row said the same thing. Extermination of American citizens. That's what's
You
coming.
have, that's right. And you've got the Chinese, not only the Chinese, but I mean, I'm pretty sure the Russians are involved in one way or around the other or somehow, and they've got Spetsnaz in the country. But the fifth column elements, Dave, of all these people that have invaded these cells that are just laying in wait. You know, I mean, this is a, if anybody, man, I don't know what to say. People better wake up. You'd better wake up. We need to do something to turn all of this around. Donald John Trump, pray to God that that man gets into office. It's the only thing I see that has any chance to possibly remotely save this republic for what it's worth.
If they think Donald Trump can win, they will not have an election.
That's right.
I don't think they can. Well, I'll give you two thoughts here. I don't think they can kill him JFK style, because the public would mobilize in such a force that they may not feel they're ready. Now, if they feel they got their counter forces ready, then they might take him out. But the thinking is this, and this came out of DHS, my broadcast partner Doug Thornton on the Doug and Dave Intel Report. has been saying this now for almost 3 years. Doug said, and when he was in DHS, the supervisor, they had planning meetings in which they thought a presidential assassination wouldn't follow the Lee Harvey Oswald mode. It would follow a mass casualty event where you set off like a dirty bomb or something else that kills lots of people. And it just happens that someone like Trump, that was the target, wrong place, wrong time, but it was an act of terrorism, and he just happened to be there. I think that's the likely assassination mode if they go after Trump.
Anything is possible with these people. It's like, what happens when you back an animal into a corner? You're going to get bit. Okay, if you keep backing it in the corner. These people are backed into a corner. They've been exposed. And more people are waking up every day, every week, every month, every year, as fast as the years are beginning to go by. Because of broadcasts like what I've done and what you've done, Dave, for the past, 15, 17 years. That's you. I mean, I've been on air 13, 12 or 13 years, but it wouldn't be possible for us to have the track ground for which we have for not being so right about everything. I talked to a guy the other day and he goes, back where I grew up and was born and raised, he goes, such and such is over the other day. He goes, yeah. I go, yeah. He goes, he said, I go, what? He goes, we used to think that guy was just absolutely crazy. He's been right about everything he said. And I said, I know. The thing is, though, nobody wanted to listen. And now people are really listening, but I don't think we're going to have, I don't think there's enough to fix what's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And I mean, you can look at it as well as God's wrath or God's judgment on this nation. I mean, talk about how far this nation's fell short. Look at all the perverse, vile, disgusting, inverted things they're putting upon the public. This is not anything of God. They have a tranny's funeral in a cathedral, and the whole place is packed with these people dressed in filth and vileness. Look, the churches, look, they've fallen to a point, right? I mean, don't get me wrong, there's good churches out there, but it's hard to find. They're very far and few in between because nobody wants to preach the truth. And that gets back to these people that were bought and paid off for, these preachers, 501c3s, clergy response teams for FEMA to lead the sheep into the slaughter. Folks, I don't, all of these things are relevant.
You know,
And
you're right. It is all relevant. And I'll give you something else that's relevant, John.
go for
There's
it.
a Senate bill right now, and it's gotten some attention. It wants to outlaw the firearms training of any group of three or more. And they'll declare you to be a militia, even if it's church security. They want to outlaw that too. And I think it's Senate Bill 3589, if I'm not mistaken. And John, what this is saying is, the Chinese are coming to kill you, and you can't organize against it.
That's right, exactly. Well, I mean, I'm going to tell you, I mean, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. There's nothing we're going to be able to do about it. We've done our best to our effects to wake everybody to the reality of what's going to happen for how we see it.
Yeah, I
And I've
totally
stated,
agree.
Dave,
What do you think
I've stated
the
it. I believe the United States of America is going to be a kill box.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. And a lot of people who predicted this was New Babylon and we wouldn't be around for Armageddon, they might be right. I mean, I could see that as a possibility. I'm not saying I'm going to be that fatalistic and say it's definitely going to happen, but I do agree with you. I think we've provoked a lot of thought here, and I do appreciate you coming on. We're just about out of time, but I wanted to share with you, or get you to share with the audience, how people can follow your work on the unequivocal truth.
Yeah, folks, I do a broadcast every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1. Folks, we are in Defense Condition 1. We are at war. And it's time that you get prepared to defend your, not only yourself, but your loved ones, your family, and those that mean the world to you. And we're here to try to wake you to the facts of the reality for what is happening. I mean, we're there. We're there, Dave.
I totally agree, John, and just to reiterate, I do not think they're going to allow an election. I don't think they can cheat enough to do it. They've been exposed. Well, anyway, John, thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate you having on, and we won't
Thank
wait
you.
so long between appearances.
Yes,
Good luck
sir.
with keep continue good luck with your show. It's a great show. I've been on it. Really like it. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to go there. Thanks, John.
Thank you. Godspeed, Dave.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. Welcome back to this segment where we continue to analyze, we continue to analyze the nature of what's going on, censorship to genocide. And if people will censor you, they will one day kill you because the issue is about control. Well, in this particular segment, we're going to take a look at many of the globalist leaders. And we'll compare a lot of them to Hitler, and not so much the politics, but the psychological imperfections, frailties, and mental illnesses that exist. And what we look at here is they are remarkably similar to each other. And it's something that, I have a background in psychology, and we are going to share here my observations of who's really running the show. And why you want nothing to do with this new world order. You think you're going to adjust? When you hear about the central themes of the global leadership, you're going to say, oh my gosh, I need to get away from these people as quickly as possible. Now, Common Sense Show, we're about freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. How about you help us in that? Let's make it 1 million minds at a time, and let's spread the word far and wide that we are under extreme deprived leadership that means you harm. And if you would do that, maybe that would start to wake people up because this isn't hyperbole. This isn't sensationalism designed to get followers. This is saying all hands on deck. We are all in danger. And one day they will be coming for any of us in all of us. So please help us by sharing. We're brought to you by a great product. How's your New Year's resolution going with weight loss? Well, for most of us, it's not going real well. But there is a product here that can help you jumpstart yourself back on track. And it's what we call Belly Trim. And this is a BioTrust product, which means all you have to do is go to trimwithdave.com and you're going to see all the research there. It's not the CDC or the FDA that has bogus research or no research and tells you, you will believe this because we say so. They have real research that's replicable, easy to understand. And you'll say, oh my gosh, this product probably does work, but can I be sure? Well, you can be sure because they give you a money back guarantee, 51% off, and it works. Trimwithdave.com is where you go. That's trimwithdave.com. All right, let's take a look at some of the psychological frailties here so we can understand why we want nothing to do with these people. But let's start with a few psychological concepts that tends to be three consistent constructs of the personalities we're going to discuss, which is King Charles, Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, Klaus Schwab, and Noel Yuval Harari. Those are the people we're going to look at. And then I'll throw in Obama for good measure. Yeah, he's becoming a prominent globalist. He really is. He's really moved up the ranks because he's demonstrated depraved indifference towards Americans. Now, it really kind of starts with three concepts here. One is what Alfred Adler, psychologist studied under Freud, but went a different direction. Man isn't motivated so much only by sex, but also by social forces. And he talked about the fact that we have frailties. And he said that what we tend to do with frailties is overcompensate. So when we're weak in one area, we'll make up for it in another area. And it actually can be adaptive and helpful unless it goes to extremes. And these people like Hitler overcompensated. He wasn't liked. He had a lot of peer rejection. He was a failure in many of the things that he tried to do, particularly being an artist. And he just said, well, I found identity in the army. I was a hero. I got decorated, and Germany lost, and it took away my self-esteem and my identity. And I had to blame somebody, so I blamed the Jews. And this became a theme for him. And he began to blame anyone who would go against the government. And he thought Jewish people went against the government. And he had overcompensation. And we're going to compare a lot of these people to Hitler. There's another aspect called displacement. Hitler was abused as a child by his stepfather. His mother let it go on to keep things going, but she secretly allied with him away from the purview of the stepfather. And he developed a strong attachment to his mother, but hated his authority figure father, stepfather, and he began to really hate all authority. And he wanted the authority to be his word, not following a set of principles or ideologies. And he would begin to take out his anger from his childhood on other people when he got into positions of power. We call that displacement. Rather than confronting the source of your unhappiness, you take it out on somebody else. And then, of course, we have a central theme called paranoia. When you grow up with low peer rejection and the environment's not friendly to you, you can't trust your family, you don't have strong peer relationships, you have peer rejection, you began to see the world as a threat as opposed to an ally. And in this, we now see these people are excessively and extremely paranoid. So we have overcompensation, displacement, and paranoia is central themes. Hitler had all that. He was paranoid against anybody that looked at him crosswise. I mean, people around him were in absolute fear because he was a loose cannon. You never knew when he was going to go off, and he was motivated by paranoia, viewing the environment as a threat. King Charles, he's a product of why so many royal family members are mentally ill. They're paranoid. And he's very paranoid, very, very paranoid. People want my money. People want my power. They made me marry Diana. Well, we took care of that. And then I had Camilla, my true love. But I wasn't allowed to bring this out in the open. I had to hide it. I couldn't be who and what I wanted. I had to fit a model. And he had no worth other than serving the crown. And we see Meghan Markle and her husband, we see them rebelling against that authority. They're being painted in the media as bad people. I think they're people just fighting for their identity. I don't think anything's wrong with them at all. And when you go through this deprived raising, then you overcompensate. And he has. And see, he has displaced his anger on humanity. He actually said, I'd like to come back as a virus and wipe out 90% of humanity. And then there's Bill Gates. He was your typical 98-pound weakling, got sand kicked in his face. He overcompensated by becoming one of the world's richest men with a $67 billion charity, if there could be such a thing. And then he takes his anger out on everybody. Everything he touches medically kills people. And he really starts with the third world. He openly talks about depopulation. He wants to starve people into submission. And he has all these psychological elements because of rejection and neglect from his childhood. And we see the same thing with Zuckerberg, low peer acceptance, kind of raised himself like Gates, brilliant man, just like Gates, but angry, paranoid. And he overcompensated because he and Gates basically want to rule the world. And then you have Klaus Schwab, the good old Nazi family. Came out of a Nazi family. And how do they treat their children? You're automatons. You're here to serve the family like we expect citizens to serve the state. No love, no warmth. And so, therefore, that fosters paranoia. I can't get my needs met unless I forcibly get my needs met. My family didn't do it. And I see the world as a threat. I'm taking my anger out on the world. I want to take everything away from you. You'll own nothing and I'll love it. And that's Klaus Schwab. And he has all these elements. And then you have Harari. Harari. You wonder why the World Economic Forum embraces such weird gender and sexual practice ideologies, just off the charts, bizarre. Harari is the guy. He grew up gay. He was rejected for being gay. And I think it's unfortunate we treat people this way. Not that I ever would endorse the lifestyle, but I don't think it's worthy of harassment and abuse. And he suffered a lot of that growing up. And he too has these same elements. Paranoia, the world's a threat. I need to eliminate the threat by controlling all people. And then he takes his anger out on the world. And we see that so clearly. There's nothing the World Economic Forum is doing that helps humanity. Okay. And then he's overcompensating for his bad childhood, just like the rest of them, by becoming powerful, important in some people's eyes, and basically telling people how to live. And then finally, there's Obama, the classic Manchurian candidate. Oh, his mother was part of the Ford Foundation. Tim Geithner, former head of the World Bank, and his father ran that. That's a CIA operative organization that trains Manchurian candidates. Obama was trained and groomed and offered up by his mother through the Ford Foundation. I did a series of articles on that several years ago. And, Obama, raised largely in isolation, serve a purpose, brilliant man, a lot of charisma, likable if you didn't really know who he was. But yet he never really had love, support. He didn't have the chance to have peer rejection or acceptance because there weren't any. Loneliness is an issue. The world is a hostile and cold place to him, and he's taking his anger out on America. And he really, really hates white people. Obama is probably one of the biggest racists to ever be a politician. And I mean whether it's white on black racism, going back to pre-Civil War, or the modern era with race going any direction, Obama is a predominant racist. Anyway, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Give me your feedback. Let me know what you think. But that's who's ruling us.